Yeah, you certainly are with Mark Levy on this Thursday night. Looking forward to a big weekend of rugby league ahead. And we've been talking about the logistical nightmare for these NRL clubs who have been relocated to Queensland. So I thought we'd find out how they're settling in. Blake Solly's the boss of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He joins me on the line right now. G'day, Blake.
G'day, Mark. How are you going?
Mate, very, very well. I'm sure you've planned a few holidays over the years, but nothing like this, mate.
Well, I'm still in Sydney, so I wasn't part of the 41 crew that went up, but I had a really good chat with Wayne and the football guys today. And, yeah, it's been a logistical challenge, but in typical rugby league fashion, everyone's banded together and made it work. And whatever the issues have been, found a way to get through them.
Was everyone happy to jump on the plane and head up there?
I think everyone was. Firstly, people are really fortunate and privileged and understand that privilege to be able to keep playing and keep the competition going. I think we all realised last year when the competition just shut down how traumatic it was and the lives and livelihoods of people were on the line. So to be able to keep going, people are really excited about. And, you know, as an example, our game against the Knights last week, we found out on the Wednesday that we were playing in Newcastle on the Friday night. So there was just so much uncertainty about the competition and the Sydney-based teams that actually having a clear decision and at least 4 weeks in southeast Queensland, keeping the competition going, I think everyone reacted to that really positively. We know where we are. We know what we've got to do. We know what we have to comply with to keep the competition going, and we'll do it.
Given we're going to have every team based in Queensland off the back of the Victoria Premier's announcement earlier today with a lockdown in Melbourne, so the Storm are heading up to Queensland as well, you might be able to clear this up for me. So if they stayed in Sydney or they were in Melbourne, they're under level 4 protocols, which means, you know, just go to training, come home, stay there. Once they get through the 2 weeks in Queensland, the mandatory 2 weeks while they're in that bubble, is there any reason why they couldn't go to local cafes, have a coffee and live like normal human beings, given the lack of restrictions in Queensland at the moment, or not?
No, that's absolutely right, Mark. So once they get through their 14 days quarantine, and that's both the players that went yesterday and the families that go up on Saturday, they won't be, or hopefully won't be in level 4 biosecurity protocols. They'll just be subject to the same public health orders that any Queenslander is subject to. So at the moment, that means they can go to the beach or they can go to a cafe or a restaurant. And let's be honest, I think in New South Wales, most of us won't be doing that for some time. So for the players and the families, it's actually, despite the first 14 days and how tough that'll be after that, hopefully they're living a more normal life. It's easy to forget some of our players have been living with these protocols now for 14 or 15 months and up and down. Sometimes they're at level 1, sometimes they're at level 4, but it's a huge challenge on their lives and makes a big difference to them. So the more that we can keep them living like the rest of the population, the better.
I like you, Blake, because you're a realist. Are you preparing, if the Rabbitohs make it all the way through to the grand final, that they'll be stuck in Queensland right the way through?
Yeah, we've prepared for two options, Mark. The first one, which would be great for us, would be that the infection is under control in New South Wales and our players are back for the last game of the season when we play against the Dragons at Stadium Australia. But our option B or our worst case is that they're not back at all and we kind of don't see our guys coming back before late August or early September at the best.
All right, fantastic. Couple of other things to throw at you before you go. An announcement from the Bunnies today. Jason Demetriou, we know, takes over the coaching of the side next year. He's appointed his assistants, Johnny Morris and Ben Hornby. Great announcement.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, Ben's been wonderful for us since he joined at the start of last season. He's impressed everyone with his attitude and his work ethic and his knowledge of the game and some of the attacking structures that we run are largely due to Ben. And then John was a really good opportunity for us to bring in someone who's super experienced, very well respected across the game and has been a head coach. I mean, it's the first time Jason will be an NRL head coach. So to have someone like John and his experience and from his time at Cronulla and his 300 games in the competition, it'll be invaluable.
All right. And the Rugby League World Cup, I know you've been quoted today in the paper in suggesting that we should play a few games at least in New Zealand. Where are we up to with the Rugby League World Cup that's set down for October 23?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a great deal of respect for John Dutton, who's the CEO of the World Cup Organising Committee, and I know he's done an amazing job getting it to this point. But when you look at it as a club, we're spending, what, $10 to $15 million a month. We've moved our whole football squad and football department and their families to Queensland on the basis of between 60 and 100 cases a day in New South Wales or in Sydney. And then yesterday or a couple of days ago, they had 35,000 cases in the UK. So it just seems absurd that you're saying, on one hand, it's unsafe for our players to remain in Sydney, but on the other hand, it's very safe for them to go and play in a country where they're having 35 to 40,000 cases a day. So our view is that in the interest of both the tournament and our players and our staff who were going over to work on it, that really it should be postponed to 2022. And the priority is, if there's international football at the end of the year, that it's played in New Zealand, given that New Zealand hasn't had an elite game of rugby league in almost 2 years. It'd be a great way to reward the rugby league loving public of New Zealand by playing the Kangaroos and Tonga in New Zealand over there, and far safer for the people involved.
Yeah, it makes sense, and it gives a lot more time for vaccinations and everything else. Good on you, Blake. I'm sorry you didn't get the all expenses paid trip to Queensland, but you had to help sort it all out and get them up there. And let's hope the Bunnies can win a few more and get themselves ready for some finals football. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Mark, and great to be on the show.
Good on you, mate. Blake Solly, the boss of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He does a great job, and as you can tell there by what he says, he's one of the smarter operators we've got in the National Rugby League at the moment. That's for sure and certain.